This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Right to our frequent guest, Patrick DeHaan. He is as informative as anybody out there in the States on oil, on gas prices, on what is legit, what is not, what is overhyped, what is underhyped, just facts. What a novel concept. You can follow Patrick at GasBuddyGuy, at GasBuddyGuy on the Twitter machine. Patrick, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Patrick, the state of gas prices in America is?
Well, at least for now, we are starting to get into the warmer weather, at least, well, not a whole lot maybe in Minnesota, but we're getting closer to the switch over to summer gasoline, which does start in just a couple weeks' time. Oil prices have come down, but there have been a couple low-level refinery snags. Those are mainly on the West Coast. For now, gas prices in the Twin Cities, well, they're teetering up just a little bit in the last week, up about 2 cents. Boy, I'm glad I'm not in California. San Francisco's average up 48 cents a gallon in the last week. That's because of refinery issues, and they are the first state to start making the transition to summer gasoline. But that may be a taste of what could be coming over the next several weeks as we get closer to warmer weather here in the Twin Cities.
Okay. And it's going to be wild for warmer weather in the Twin Cities, sadly. But when that transition happens, how much of a jump are we looking at in the state?
Well, between, we'll say now, this is usually right about the time that we start to see the changeover happening. So between now and we'll say 8 weeks from now, mid-April, which is usually about the time prices peak, average prices will likely go up anywhere from 20 to 65 cents a gallon. They could go up a little bit more or less than that, just depending on how refinery maintenance season proceeds. That's usually something that also starts here as temperatures start to break. So refineries will do maintenance. The transition to summer gasoline starts. Demand will start going up. And that's usually what starts the domino effect of rising gas prices here as we get towards the end of February and all of March and into early April.
And again, this happens every year. It doesn't matter if Donald Trump's the president or Patrick DeHaan is the president. So when this goes up, if Democrats want to say, hey, Donald Trump, you told me this, there may be other factors, but this has to be baked in every single year, and people should remember that.
Exactly right. It's like going to a stadium where everybody's got one of those foam hands, right? Everyone's going to be pointing fingers. One party's going to, a lot of words are going to fly. Yes. Very few of them are going to be accurate because, to your point, this does happen every year. The exception, of course, was COVID when, you know, millions of Americans were losing jobs and when we were losing loved ones. So that's the exception. When there is economic duress, that may not happen. But almost every other year, gas prices go up in the spring. Not only that, but they go down in the fall, and it's not an election conspiracy. It's just supply and demand.
I'm looking at Gas Buddy Guy right now on Twitter, at Gas Buddy Guy. That's Patrick DeHaan. I love how he says, fact checker, myth buster, opinions are my own. We're incredibly early into the Trump administration. And you've counseled me over and over again how, yeah, presidents can play a part, but so much is really out of the president's control. When you look at the frenzy of activity that Trump offers up by the second, has that played any part in what's happened to gas prices so far?
Well, I can't completely eliminate that there's zero impact, but it's almost as close to zero. There's been a lot of noise. There's been a lot of drama to keep track of, but none of it's come to fruition yet. The threat of tariffs has not been implemented, at least on energy from Canada and Mexico. That would be the one that would be very significant, as we've talked about before. But so far, everything, you know, for as much as there is to dissect about what's happening, none of it's having a significant material impact. But like I said, the seasonality is going to be what has a significant impact if the tariffs do come into play in roughly 3 weeks, right, because they are technically on pause. If the tariffs do come into play, they're likely going to play a secondary role, not a primary role, in influencing gas prices, because the seasonal forces are just so strong that it would still be the seasonal forces that are primarily leading gas prices up. At that point, it could be that the tariffs add a little bit onto the top, but it's still going to be the seasonal forces that are dominating the trend.
Okay, if that does happen, and you know, we've witnessed this in the first term and even early in the second term where it's tariff talk, and then, wait, we got a deal, and sometimes it's a deal announcing something that already happened months before. But if the tariffs happen, how quickly would that play the secondary role you just talked about?
Well, probably within a few days of when everything was finalized. And I'm going to say that because, you know, there's been a lot of talk. We've been, what, a day away from them being implemented, but they haven't been implemented. So once the tariffs are signed, they're official, give it probably 72 hours from then, and then we'll start to see an impact depending on when they're signed. I mean, if they're signed on a Friday afternoon for whatever reason, well, energy markets aren't open over the weekend, so it would take a few extra days for them to assess exactly what happens. But it should be fairly quick.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Patrick DeHaan. He's outstanding on gas prices and oil and what's going on, what's the reality, and then what role, if any, politics play. I was looking at your tweets the last couple of days, including about what's going on in California with these crazy prices. And you talked about the number of refineries California had years ago compared to now. And we've had that conversation before. So let's go to the Midwest. Let's go to primarily Minnesota, yeah, where the overwhelming number of people are listening. How are we doing with refineries in our area? And what's the likelihood we will get more refineries to match the population, the demand, and try to play a stronger part in what's taking place to slow this down when they are going up, when the prices are going up?
Well, I'll say, you know, probably on the radar of many folks in the Twin Cities was what, back in 2018 or 19, when that Superior refinery caught fire, the Husky, yes, refinery in Wisconsin. We're, you know, I wouldn't say lucky that that's been rebuilt, but that is certainly an asset now that that refinery was rebuilt. By the way, another one in 2019 burned down in Philadelphia. That one was permanently dismantled, and it's still having an impact. The lack of that refinery is having an impact. So, you know, refineries aren't impactful until they are. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but you'll remember what, 3 years ago, was it September of 2023, when prices in the Twin Cities virtually skyrocketed overnight because refineries suddenly became an issue. There was a little bit too little summer gasoline left to make it through the rest of the year. And then you'll remember prices, I think, went up like 50 cents to a dollar a gallon in almost 2 weeks. So, you know, refineries are out of sight, out of mind. The Midwest has ample refining capacity. It's good that they rebuilt that refinery in Superior, Wisconsin. Thankfully, I think there's a bit more breathing room in areas of the Midwest. Even after that severe weather that rode through Chicago last summer, it didn't cause much of a blip. And that is because there's a little bit of breathing room. Not a ton. We're probably not going to see any new refineries built either, because it's a huge risk. If the next administration doesn't see eye to eye on environmental regulations like Trump did, they're going to reverse them. Mm-hmm. A lot of politics have become about this back and forth. It's nauseating. We're going to rip these rules off. And so, you know, it's a risk to a business to build in an environment where you're very uncertain. The refinery, if you build one today, it's not going to be done for 5 years. So that's the complicating factors. You're having to make future predictions. And by the way, the EV transition is not exactly giving oil companies or oil refiners a lot of certainty. You know, you don't really want to build a refinery when certain politicians and maybe the way the country is going to change significantly in the next couple of years. And that's why we're probably not going to see any new refineries, at least significant refineries, built anytime soon in the U.S.
Patrick, thank you. Always appreciate it. We'll, you know, we'll reach out again.
My pleasure. Appreciate it.
At Gas Buddy Guy. It's Dave, he's one of our top guests in talking about, as he says on Twitter, myths, especially politically, what is happening and what effect politicians are really having. You know, and like they're on refineries from 5 years, and this increase of 20 to 65 cents and tariffs, what part? Well, again, Patrick saying a secondary role. And again, much more of the transition from winter to summer gas. So we're always fortunate when we have Patrick on the show. We stumbled into something, though, on Adam, and very elusive. Didn't you think he was very elusive, very evasive?
Yes, he did
on why
not want
he
to
cancel that dentist appointment.
Did not want to dive into it. Very, very. I could see him twitching a little bit. His eye was just kind of, you know, eyelid just kind of up, down.
I could feel the sweat even here.
Yeah.
Wrong answers only. Why did Adam Carter cancel his dentist appointment yesterday? 651-461-9226. And what prominent politician, in, while we were a part of the DeHaan interview, said, no, 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 I am not running for the Senate seat. We'll tell you that right when we come back.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.